Just let me introduce something and then Bart will read to us. Because every living thing has a range. It has a limit on how far it can go and how much it can handle. But when we look at the life that Jesus offers us, he describes something that defies limits. He talks about a life that is both incredibly deep and remarkably wide. For too long, many churches, it seems, have had to choose. Either do we go deep, focused on internal study and private prayer, or do we go wide, focused on programs and social outreach, but lacking spiritual roots? Here at Cushion Baptist, we don't want to choose. We have a vision where we want to go and want to be deep and wide. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be focusing on our vision that will define, hopefully, sort of where we're going and the people we want to be. First, we're going to be thinking about what it means to go deep into the soil. We want to be people rooted in the infinite love of Jesus. We believe that unless we are established in his grace, we have nothing of value to give. Our depth will be our security. And then we'll be thinking, next week we'll be thinking about how we can go deep into community, how we can journey together in this depth. We're not a crowd of strangers. We're a caravan of disciples. We're deepening our commitment to walk the path of faith side by side, because we don't want anyone to walk this path, to walk this road alone. And then on the third part of this mini-series, we want to think that because we're deep, we want to go wide. We want to be able to reach out in love. When a tree is healthy and its roots go deep, its branches naturally extend. We want to reach into our neighbourhoods, our schools, our workplaces, the broken places of our city. We're not just a church in the community. We want to be a church for the community. And this is who we are. This is where we're going. We want to sink our roots so that we can extend our reach, so that God's kingdom grows. So let's hopefully look forward to this mini-series called Deep and Wide. And Bart's going to read a couple of bits of the Bible to us. Thank you.
I think I've got these in the right order. It starts with Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, starting at verse 14. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, if you'd like to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 15, and I'm starting at verse 1. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce the fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
Thank you. Do you sometimes feel like tumbleweed? You know, perhaps over Christmas you've shared a joke. You know, you've opened up that cracker and you think, yes, I'm going to tell. I've actually found a funny one. And you read out the cracker and there's just silence. And you think, what happened there? What happened there? Or you're telling a story of something that's gone on and you think, and then they did this. Oh, and it's that tumbleweed moment. In a way, it doesn't matter if we're just trying to tell a joke, but it does matter if that tumbleweed is how we feel in our faith. Yeah, if we're allowing ourselves to be blown about when there's an option to be rooted in Jesus. Or as Paul says, and to be rooted and established, structural stability he's talking about. But is it because so often our roots are not fully in Jesus? They're not fully in God's mercy and love. For example, there was one member here just at the end of last year who was describing a little bit how they were struggling. And one of the ways they were struggling is because they were saying that so often people are saying, oh, I'm blessed. God is good. Almost saying that when I'm not blessed, God is not good. Or God has left me. That God is only good when I'm blessed. And that's not rooted in Jesus, that's rooted in my blessing. And if that's what I'm rooted in, when storms come, when trouble comes, I get knocked over. I get blown about. It's tough, isn't it? Because we so often say to one another, be blessed. Have a blessed day. You know, God's blessing upon you. And yes, of course, we want God to be good to us. But that goodness can be present whatever is happening in the world, whatever is happening in my life. If I put my roots in what is happening and how I'm feeling, the danger is I get blown about. And it might be it's a case that we need to reflect right at the beginning. You know, if something does happen, or what would cause my faith to be knocked? And yes, our faith can be knocked, but if our roots are in Jesus, if our roots are in what he has done for us, what he is like, then our faith does not get blown down. Our faith does not become a tumbleweed. Perhaps it's because we listen too much to what the world says, and so we don't stay. We're not rooted because we're constantly blown about because of what the world is saying. You know, sometimes we can be rooted because we can see God at work and we hear about revival, but then we hear some things about Christians that haven't done some such good things, or we hear about whatever it might be, and we get knocked. We get blown. Perhaps we've put our roots into the soil of success, that I'm stable whenever I'm successful. If I'm achieving, then things are good. But that's not a stable soil, is it? We know that. Perhaps we put in the soil of approval. You know, as long as people are valuing me, as long as people are loving me, as long as I get invited to the parties, as long as I get included, as long as I get lots of likes, as long as then I'm okay. The danger with those soils is they're not solid. They're shifting ground. Whereas God wants us to not put our faith on our feelings, not to put our faith on how we're coping, not to put our faith on how busy we are, not to put our faith on how useful we think we are, but to root our faith in Jesus. Yes, I know we've heard this probably many, many times, but it's always a challenge, isn't it? And perhaps at the beginning of this year, you know, what have I started to put my faith in? Have I almost dug myself up from being rooted in Jesus and put in some different soil or different area? There's a danger, isn't there? Because if we put ourselves in soil of pleasure, then sin can develop very easily, because that is what I'm trying to think. It's only when things I'm keeping happy, when things are doing what I want to do, that I'm solid. We don't want to be like that. We want to be deliberate in what we're rooted in. Let's make firm choices each day to stay rooted, in the love of Jesus, to stay rooted in who he is and what he has done for us. In 1 John chapter 3, it says, "See how much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children." And that is what we are. That is how God sees us. So that is what we can stay for. And then a bit later in the chapter, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. That's the love we can put our roots in, because Jesus gave up his life for us. Not because things are going well today. We put our life, put our roots into the love of Jesus. In Colossians 2, Paul again talks about how we can be rooted. "And now, just as you accepted Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you are also complete through your union with Christ." We're complete. We can be the fullness of God when we are rooted in Christ, when we're rooted in him. Not just a feeling, not just an emotion. Yes, we can be emotional and amazingly happy about what God has done for us, but it's not based on that emotion. It's based on the reality, the fact of what Jesus has done for us, who he is, and what he's done. It's not based on who I am. It's based on what you've done. It's not based on what I've done. It's based on who you are, as Casting Crowns once sang. But it's that thing, isn't it? It's based on the reality of who Jesus is. Charles Spurgeon said, "May you be rooted and grounded in love. May your convictions be deep, your love real, your desires earnest. May your whole life be so settled and established that all the blasts of hell and all the storms of earth shall never be able to remove you." Yeah, that's who we want to be, isn't it? They're the people we want to be, where we're standing strong, we're standing firm. And as a church, we want to do that as well. As a church, we don't want to be rooted on numbers. We don't want to be rooted on what we look like. Yes, it's great that the place is being decorated because it looks, what was it, Fan, some of your colleagues said?
One of my Russian colleagues says it looks like Soviet era.
So one of Fan's colleagues who came for training at the church said that it looks like a Soviet era place. And so that's one reason why we want to decorate, because we do care about how we look. But we're not going to base who we are on what we look like. Yeah, we're not going to base who we are on how good the music is, or how good, you know, how wonderful the place looked over Christmas, or how big our Christmas tree is. Or we're not going to base who we are as a church on any of those things. We want to base our, you know, who we are as a church because we are rooted in Jesus. We're rooted in him. We're not going to be blown about by gossip. We're not going to be shaken by people saying, this is what I want, this is what I want. Because it's not about our preferences. It's about Jesus, his love, how he loves people, how what he wants is the best for this church. Because we know, don't we, that once we're rooted well, once we're loving because we're based on Jesus' love, then that means we can love others effectively. If we're just trying to love people from our own strength, from our own ways, we will soon blow, you know, we'll wear out, we'll get tired. But if we're loving from the well that Jesus gives us, the love that he has for us, we can love others well. You know, so let's think about how, I want you to think about how you can be rooted. What is it that you might need to think, yeah, I want to be more rooted. I might need to talk to someone and say, yeah, help me get away from this soil of success or achievement because I want to be rooted in Jesus. Perhaps you know, it is the prayer nights and worship nights you need to come to. Perhaps it's a life group you need to join. Perhaps it's just making sure you spend time in God's word. But it's rooted so that I'm effective, so that I'm solid. Because God, you know, as Paul says, be rooted and established. Because we can be. That's what God offers to us. Paul doesn't just talk about the depth of the root system. He talks, you know, in that great way, doesn't he, that we would understand God's love and understand how the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love. Yeah, this is what, that's the love we're rooted in. This love that is so broad, so high, so low, so wide, so deep. That's the love that we're rooted in. Sometimes we might think, oh, is God's love enough? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Because it's so broad. It extends to every part of the world. It extends to every person. There is no one that's not included in God's love. Because he loves you. He loves the person that you struggle to love. Yeah, he loves everyone. His love reaches everyone. It's long. Yeah, it's long. It's not just for this season and then well, I've moved on. No, it's long. It's for all time. God's love will never stop. We can put our roots in this love. It will never wear out. It's high. It's high enough. This love means that we can get deep into this love and Jesus brings us into a height so we can see the world the way Jesus sees it sometimes. Yeah, that's a joyous thing, isn't it? When we can see perhaps the darkness of this world in a way that God sees it. We can see it with his eyes so that we can love this world. I know I've shared before, you know, about the time when I was, you know, with some people with leprosy in India, and God enabled me to see them with his eyes. When I had an argument with someone about why I was the one that had to pray with the people that weren't suffering with any of the effects of leprosy, I said, why did I get lumped with them? And you all lot got to pray with them. And they said, Simon, you were praying with people that had leprosy. I was like, oh, okay. And at that moment, I realized that God had taken me high. I was seeing people with his eyes. With his eyes, not as the effects of leprosy on them, but as beautiful people. Yeah, that's what God's love can do. God's love is deep. If there's someone that's in the depths of despair, you know, in the depths of whatever it might be, God's love is there. Yeah, God's love is there. You cannot exhaust the nutrients of this soil. No matter how much you drink from this love, there is always more. And it means we can be filled with the fullness of God. Yeah, let's have joy. Let's have peace. Let's have strength that the world doesn't understand. But we do, because it's based on God's love. That is what our lives are rooted on. Think about what it means to abide. Because although they're slightly different, they're those similar things, aren't they? That idea of being rooted in God's love, you know, or abiding in Jesus. Abiding in Jesus. A branch doesn't work hard to grow grapes. It just abides. It abides. It stays attached. Stays attached, doesn't it? And then it grows. It grows, and Jesus says he's the one who, or his Father is the one that prunes. So Father is the one that gets things right. But the important thing for us is to stay attached. Stay abiding. Abide with me. What does it mean for you to abide? And to know that when we abide with Jesus, he's the one who gives us all our nourishment that we need. He's the one that gives us our strength for the day. He's the one who gives us the source of our energy and our purpose. So easy, isn't it, to find the source of our energy from, whether it's from social media or our bank account or the size of our, you know, the look of our family, whatever it might be. But let's get the source of our energy and strength and purpose from how God sees us, because we're abiding with him. That is from Jesus that we're getting our nourishment. So how are you going to ensure that you abide? It's interesting, isn't it? Because at the men's group on Friday morning, we were thinking about how God wants us to grow. How God wants us to be people who grow and to grow more like Jesus. Yeah, and that's what he wants for us. And it's difficult sometimes because we think, oh yeah, I know I've got to grow. And we can list, you know, hundreds of ways of which we need to grow to become more like Jesus. And because there are so many, we don't do any of them. We just think, oh, I'm trying to become more like Jesus. But we don't do anything. And so we were I was trying to think, it's a thing that I know I've done a few times over a few years, is like thinking, well, what can I focus on say, yeah, God wants to develop me, wants to grow me. What do I need to focus on this year to help God grow me? You know, imagine if, you know, a football team or a sports team, that, you know, the coach, the manager is aware of lots of things that they could do better. But for each training session or each season or whatever it might be, they focus on a particular area. Yeah, particular area. It might be, you know, they focus on fitness because that will improve all sorts of areas. They focus on confidence in, you know, in holding the ball because that will, you know, all these different things. Maybe focus on teamwork. But they don't try and focus on everything. Perhaps, you know, this, the beginning of this year, God is wanting to say to each of us, is there an area of your life that he wants you to grow this year? He wants you to grow this year. Because God does want each of us to grow. You know, one of the ways that I've found that helpful is simply to write a few paragraphs saying, God, this is the sort of person that I believe you want me to be. Yeah, not the things you want me to do, but this is the type of person you want me to be. And then I look at that list, that paragraph, and I almost make it into a list and then choose, is there something that I think is highlighted out of there that would be really good? At the moment, I'm thinking that what the thing I might focus on this year, don't hold me to this because I'm just trying it out at the moment. It might change by next week, but then I'll settle on one. But thinking is the word value, because I've just been really challenged by God about thinking that God wants me to see what is the valuable thing each day. What does God put value in each day? Yeah, and am I doing those things? Am I seeing the same value? Am I valuing people the way God values people? Am I valuing resources the way that God is valuing resources or doesn't value resources? Do I value myself? You know, all sorts of things I've been thinking, because I thought, yeah, this would be a good way that I could grow this year, because I want to abide in Jesus, but not just sit there and go, great, I'm here. But to sit there and think, how can I grow? How does God want me to grow? So have a think, and perhaps share it with other people when you've thought about something, some area of life that you want to grow. It's so important, isn't it, that we are rooted. Because when we're rooted, it gives us the foundations to love one another. It gives us the foundations to care for one another, to grow together. It gives us the foundations to reach out in love to those that don't yet know Jesus. It's so important that we are rooted. Because we don't want to get it wrong. This is the foundations of our faith. So our mission doesn't start with effort. It starts with attachment. Yeah, we need to be relying on Jesus. We don't want to quickly burn out because we want to have his energy, have his love as our foundations. There was an illustration. I thought, what trees grow really big? And obviously, I thought about the redwood trees in America, though, some of these redwood trees. And I thought, what is it that makes them so able to grow so big? They must have great foundations. And it's true, they do have good roots. but they don't have as deep roots as other trees. Well, how can they grow so big? It's because they share roots. And I thought, what are you talking about? But it's they intertwine. All these roots are intertwined. And so they don't have to be as big because they're using the stability of the tree next to them. And the tree next to them, and the tree next to them. And the... That's more what we're going to be talking about next week. Because isn't that exciting? That my roots can be in Jesus. But as my roots are in Jesus, I can intertwine with my people sitting around me, people walking alongside me. Because we can be stronger. We can be more rooted, more able to be the people that God wants us to be. But that's next week. Let's, the band want to come back and we'll begin to close. Because in a world that feels like shifting sand, where schedules are frantic, our news feeds are anxious, and our sense of identity is often tied to how well we perform, most of us don't feel like we're on solid ground. We feel like tumbleweeds. We feel uprooted, exhausted, and blown about by the latest wind of change. But there's a different way. Yeah, let's be rooted and grounded in love. Let's recognize that when we're rooted and grounded, we can journey together in faith. We can reach out in love. Yeah, it starts here, inviting you in a way to be. This is the vision that we've talked about for the last year or so. But are you going to be part of this vision? Before we can walk the road, before you can serve the world, you have to sink your roots. You have to realize that the love of Christ isn't just a nice idea. It is the soil you were meant to live in. It's wide enough to hold you, long enough to endure with you, high enough to lift you, deep enough to find you in your darkest hour. Let's not try and grow our own fruit. Let's be committed to staying in the vine, staying rooted, and letting him grow us because we're rooted in him. So I want to invite you to say sort of like a manifesto together. Are you okay with that? Hopefully you will. It will come up on the screen so you'll see what it is. This is just the things that we're going through this week. I want to invite you to read that together in a moment. And then we're going to sing In Christ Alone. It's sort of a song that we're going to sing, maybe over the next couple of weeks, because in the first verse of In Christ Alone, it says, "In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. And I'm firm through the fiercest drought and storm. I can be firm because Jesus is what I'm rooted in. He is my firm foundation. I am rooted in Jesus." So this is our manifesto for this week and next week and the week after. So please, if you're able, please do stand and we'll say this together and then sing together In Christ Alone. Are you ready? We are rooted in the depth of Jesus' love, finding our strength in him alone. We are journeying together as his disciples, walking the way of faith side by side. We are reaching out with open hands, bringing the hope of the gospel to our world.